Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul, yes there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test, every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
a good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you gave us another opportunity to be here in your presence. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are doing in our lives right now, Lord, and all that you have already done. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning, giving us brand new eyes to see, giving us new ears to be able to hear. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you kept us from all dangers that we could not see last night when we went to bed, and every single kind of sickness and disease that tried to come upon our body. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, and thank you for your protection. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that even when we go outside in the morning, Lord, that you order our steps by your word. We realize, Father God, that we can do nothing without you. But at the same time, we do realize that we can do all things in you. For your word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you protect us, Lord, that when we go out in the highways and when we go to the grocery store, we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that even when we meet up with our neighbors and meet up with our friends and family members, Lord, that may be going through some things, we thank you, Lord, that you give us a word of wisdom to be able to let them know that you are near and dear, and will you turn it all over to Jesus? Will you just trust in you? We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that in those situations, Lord, that when we don't know what to do, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the Holy Ghost. You have given us the Holy Spirit to be the umpires of our lives. We thank you, thank you. The Holy Spirit that teaches us all things in the mighty name of Jesus, that guards us in all things, that tells us all things. Even those stumbling blocks that are placed in our way, that are down the road and around the corner that we cannot see. We thank you, thank you, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that you give us tongues to be able to pray about things that we don't even know about. When we open up our mouths and pray in the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the one that's praying to God on our behalf. Thank you for being that chief intercessor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So much mercy, so much grace, so much favor. For your word says that we could not even grasp all of the love that you have for us, but we thank you, Lord, that you love us. You love us so much, Lord. You love us so much that you gave your life for us, and we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You didn't leave not one thing undone. You did it all. We thank you that you went to the cross for us, that you defeated Satan right there on the cross. Hallelujah. For your word said that when you hung your head and you said that it is finished and you gave up your life, this was that same time that Satan had to give up the keys to death and Hades. So that means, Father God, that we don't have to worry about sin. We don't have to worry about death. We don't have to worry about going to hell because you have the keys to death and the grave. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you give us life, and you give us life in abundance. Being in life, being in you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for grace. Grace and more grace. When we start to think about how good you have already been, when we start to think about, Lord, how good that you are right now, then we have no choice but to realize that any direction that we go in, anything that we might stumble upon, any situation that we may face, anything high, anything low, anything deep, anything wide, we can trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. See, we didn't do anything to deserve it, but we realize, Father, that everything that you have done, see, this is the favor that we're living in right now. New age of grace. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in it. And we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, you didn't just bless one, Lord. You blessed all. Hallelujah. You blessed all. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. So you didn't just bless me, but you blessed every single one that's in my home. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. I decree and declare today that not only that I am blessed, but my house is blessed as well. My children are blessed. Hallelujah. Every single ministry that we are involved in, they are blessed as well. My hands are blessed because of you, Christ Jesus, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I go in the workplace, every single body that look at me, hallelujah, when they look at us, they realize that it's something different about you when you stepped in the room. That is your blessing. That's all upon us. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. The word says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that it is within you. That's who we are. We are children of the light, a light that cannot be hid. You said it's like a light that is placed on a candlestick. Hallelujah. That's who we are when we walk in the room, when we walk into buildings. People, they see you shining all through us, and we thank you, thank you. We realize that one day, Lord, that we were not children of the light. We were children of darkness. We were in all different types of things, saying all manners of things and doing all manners of things. But I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're so merciful, that you're so grateful, that you brought us out of those dungeons. You brought us out of those synagogues. You brought us out of the streets. You brought us out of those old relationships, and you placed us right here where you are. You placed us in your word. You placed us in your mercy. You placed us in your grace. You placed us in your love, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord, oh, we don't want to realize where we may be. So all that we're going to do today is give you thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that when we call upon you, you answer our prayers. Even if we're coming for our mothers, if we're praying for them, or we're praying for our fathers, if we're praying for our children, if we're praying for our brothers or sisters, if we're praying for our neighbors, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you still answer our prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that we can call upon you. You said that come to the throne of grace boldly, asking all that you will ask in the name of Jesus, knowing that all that you ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be given unto thee. See, this is that relationship that you have made a way for us to have with you, only through you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. At every single time that Satan shows up, you have given us your word. You have given us some authority to tread upon those serpents and those scorpions. Hallelujah. You said that you leave us with authority, your authority, that power to speak to those mountains and say, be ye there removed and be cast into the sea and never to come again. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you didn't just, hallelujah, do it, but you showed us how to do it as well. We depend on you each and every day of our life. So therefore, Lord, because we depend on you, we know that we have to give you honor, and we know that we have to give you glory. So we give you honor and we give you glory. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for being our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our all in all. Rock of ages, hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Being our healer. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you healed us already, delivering us from all manner of things. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be ever so acceptable in thy sight, because you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You are so good and you are so worthy to be praised. And we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Oh, how about shot there, his shot. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, see, we used to say if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Well, Lord, we're standing here right now with 1 tongue. Hallelujah. And we're going to thank you for all of the things that we know to thank you for right now, because you already have been good. Thank you. We're going to do this. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service this afternoon. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad, because our God, he is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 every single one here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. Apostle Tawanika and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning, and we just want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Every single one of our brothers and sisters that are here in Texas, welcome. All of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends that are here with us today from Louisiana, welcome here to Sunday service. We love you so much. I do see that. My grandmother, she is here. Welcome, Grandma. Welcome here to Sunday service. My mom, she is here. Welcome, Mom. Oh, I just love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming and helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. And my Uncle Joel is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all the other ones, Minister Learn Green, you know, is here. And all the other brothers and sisters, you know, that are here with us here today, people are still coming in. So welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. If this is your first time, anybody that I numbers that I don't recognize, and people that are
that I didn't say, you know, we want to welcome you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we want to personally welcome you. Do press 1. Press 1 and let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you have anything that, you know, you want to bring to Jesus, that, you know, some things that, you know, been on your heart all week long or all day long, all month long, however long it's been, you know, this is the time to where we give you the opportunity to bring those things in prayer. So, hey, do press 1, you know, welcome you. We just want to welcome you so much. If you are online, you know, do the same. If you are online, we would like for you to call in. Call the number 845-277-9213, then press 1. We welcome you as well. Every single body, you know, from near and far. This is such a beautiful day. This is such a beautiful day. I don't know what it looks like in your town or in your city, but the sun is shining bright. I can hear the rooster going cock-a-doodle-doo, and, you know, it looks like it's just, you know, love is all, it's like it's around everywhere. You know, we have been experiencing a whole lot of rain and a whole lot of, you know, cold weather and things like that, and that ain't the kind of weather that I like. I know we have to experience those days sometime, but I'm glad when the sun shines, you know, where we can go out and, you know, spend time with one another, enjoy one another in fellowship. So this is such a beautiful day here. Again, welcome. At this time, we will have a song selection here. We have a song selection, you know, by our very own, my Uncle Joe, Washington. He's usually here to bless us, you know, his song. So I'll go ahead on and bring him in here. Uncle Joe, welcome here.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again today. And I just thank God for that wonderful prayer that you sent down through there. It was very touching, you know. It was very touching to me. It should be touching to everybody that's listening, because we know God is able to do all the things that you said he was going to do. You got to trust and believe him. Now, I believe that he's going to do it. I know he will do it. Ain't no sense me saying I believe. I know he will do it. I just thank God for my family and all family, you know, because everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Lord, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling, see, I don't have to worry. Everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. God bless you, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Apostle Talnika and I, we about to shout over here. Oh, man, you've done such a wonderful job here with this song here. You know, this is such a beautiful song. We all, most of us know this right here song here, and I'm trying to tell you, every single time, you know, that the church come together and sing this song, it just brings so much assurance and so much joy that every single thing is going to be all right. You know, we know
man.
That.
Yes, so, it will.
We know that because God, you know, he has just been so good to us already. We bless
yeah.
you, Uncle Joe. We thank you for blessing us, you know, with this beautiful song. You know, every single one that's all over, you know, that's listening, I know they're feeling the same way, just like Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, are feeling. You know, you're such a, you have such an anointing, though, that's on your voice. I always tell you that, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for letting God use you the way that he used you. May every single virtue that left your body may it be restored back into you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Okay.
Every single thing is going to be all right.
Going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the word that's about to go forth. Hallelujah. That the ground has been tilled. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we can receive the planted word. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Then we'll have our song selection. And then we'll be back for the preach word from our senior pastor here, Pastor Dorsey Manning. The scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 through 30. And I'll be coming from the New King James Version. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is our prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody.
God of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give God some praise at this time. Amen. Amen. There she is, the Holy Spirit, to have his way right now. As the word go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I present to you no other than our senior pastor, Pastor Doris, amen, and a man after God's own heart, a man is hallelujah, willing to stand in the gap for you, amen, to go to God for you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, making up the hedge, amen. We just thank God for him, a man that loves his family, amen, a man that's faithful, amen, a man that understands and knows the calling on his life, amen, and to be obedient, to do the will of God, amen, letting God have his way, a man of integrity, amen, humility, amen, a man that operates with an humble spirit, willing to give to all freely, a father, amen, to his children, a husband to his wife, a help to the nations, amen. I present to you my husband, my handsome, anointed, loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Beautiful wife here, the warm introduction. Thank each and every one of you who are here in Sunday service as well. You know, I'm so grateful to be right here in this place to bring the word of God. That's why I'm here, to bring the word of God, and thank each and every one of you,
amen,
you know, for helping me to do that. You know, God has been so, you know, so good in each and every one of our lives. So I'm so excited, you know, when we all come together, you know, on one accord. See, sometimes we can come together, but not on one accord. But I thank God that when we come together on one accord, to be able to flow in the word of God. That's why we're here. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give to us each and every day of our lives, new mercies and new grace that you give to us, brand new eyes to see, brand new ears to hear, and a new veil and understanding each and every day of our lives. We depend on you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord, for every single word that's going forth today. And we pray, Father God, that every single word that it touches, it touches the life of your children.
Amen.
That it touches us in such a way that we can't stay the same. You know, we are moved to change into the very image that you would have for us to be.
Amen.
And that's your life, Father. We just want to say thank you. Be every single word that comes out of our mouth and be every single thought that enter into our mind. Unclean thought and unclean spirits that have showed up here today, we rebuke you from this place right now. And we all say, you go right now in Jesus' name. No spirits of hindrance spirits, you go right now. No angry spirits, no confusing spirits, no doubtful or disbelief spirits that show up. We say, you go right now. You go right now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's a word that came from the Holy Spirit. Word came and I said, okay, Lord, well, I'm just going to do what you tell me to do here. So we're going to come out the book of Romans chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be reading from the King James Version, and today I'll read some from the New Living Translation, you know, because there's some places that we have to make sure that we get this. So I'll read some from the New Living Translation, but we'll be over here in the King James Version. Most people have the King James Version of the Bible. Romans chapter 10, and we'll start here at verses 8 through 10.
Amen.
And for a place of reference for us to, you know, to follow along and not get, you know, directed in any other direction, I titled this, When the Word Becomes Confession. Now, when the word becomes confession, see, I'm talking about in the lives of believers.
Amen.
When the word of God has become confession. Let's understand something, church, that the word of God is not just written word. It is, you know, written word, but we have to understand that the word of God is a who. See, the word of God is Jesus Christ. We know that because we know the word of God. You know, we have read St. John chapter 1, and it says, in the beginning there was a word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So we're talking about a person. So when I say when the word of God becomes confession, that carries a lot of meaning in our lives. Let's read Romans chapter 10, and I said we'll start here at verses 8. It reads here, but what say it? This is Apostle Paul, he's speaking to the church. He said, what say it? The word is nigh thee, or the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Somebody underline faith. We'll get there in a minute. See, that is the word of faith which we preach. And 9 says here, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. 10 reads, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions is made unto salvation. My Lord. We're going to fix it now. We're really going to dive into this, what Apostle Paul here was writing here, because if you have a wrong understanding or if you have a misunderstanding, then you very well can be going in the wrong direction, or you can be going in a direction that's not the direction that God would have for you to go in. That means you can be misled. But here it is. We want to understand, you know, when the word of God becomes confession. See, here it is over here in Romans chapter 8, you know, what he's saying. He says the word is near thee. So we talking about a person. So if we was take that, say the word is near thee, so we have to understand that's a person. So we would put Jesus is near you, okay? So Jesus is even in your mouth.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Jesus is even in your heart. And it says right here, the word of faith, which we have preached. See, now faith, it's talking about you, something that you have. Now, they're right there, that we have preached. So that means that somebody preached it, or somebody had to introduce you to Jesus or introduce you to the word. And it says it's in your heart, it's in your mouth.
Yes,
hallelujah. And it said that this is your faith. This is which we have preached here. And we go on here. It says that confessions are made from the mouth unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So if we would take confessions, we know that confess, that's something that words that come out of your mouth. So that means that Jesus needs to flow out of your mouth.
My Lord.
The way Jesus flow out of your mouth, see, let's get understanding here. 9 says, for if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord,
yes.
How many have confessed with their mouth that Jesus is Lord?
Yes.
See, when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, it says that the mouth confesses the word of God until righteousness. See, you are counted righteous when you believe in Jesus Christ, who have entered into your into your very being. When you believe in Jesus Christ, he come in on the inside and do a new work in you. He changed you from the inside, and you have just become the living proof,
amen,
of Jesus Christ, the word of God on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When the word becomes confession.
Hallelujah.
See, we need to understand that when we have a relationship with God, see, we need to understand that God is going to come up. He's going to rise up in every single situation that we face in our lives. See, this should be the life of the believers. Now, if you're not a believer and then the word of God doesn't rise up in your mouth and it doesn't come out of your heart, and, you know, then not that, you know, that's all right, but if you have not received God into your life as being your personal Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm,
then it should be assumed that Jesus may not come out of your mouth. But see, those of us who have already asked Jesus Christ to come into our lives and be our personal Lord and Savior, that means that when we wake up in the morning and when we go through our whole days and when we enter into conversations, that means that confessions are being made of our mouth, and it should reflect the one that's on the inside, Jesus. So we need to talk about the one that's who's living on the inside. The very one that we invited in to our lives to be our all in all. Do you know what all in all means? That means that somebody is doing it all. But in order for somebody to do it all, see, they had to already had done it already. See, that's who we're talking about. We're talking about the word of God. We're talking about Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, who have made us right with God.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He did it all by giving his life.
Yes, Lord.
Will you confess today Jesus Christ as being your Lord and Savior? I don't know if there's anything else that's so much important that we can do in our lives. See, I could have got here and come up with some fancy preaching. But see, I'm not here to come up with some fancy preaching, because see, somebody needs to know the word of God.
Amen.
Somebody here today need to know how to call on Jesus. Somebody here today need him right now. Something is going on in your house, in your relationship. Something is going on in your inside world that we can't see, and somebody needs to know how to call on the Lord.
Amen.
See, this might not be one of those fancy sermons, you know, that's preached that calls you to shout and calls you to jump, but this is one of those sermons that calls you to think about the relationship, if you got it or not. Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the word becomes confession,
yes.
This is you. This is you actually depending on him and relying on him.
Yes,
this is you actually being the righteousness of God.
Yes,
but let us understand that something takes place,
mm-hmm.
because it's places. It's two places that I realize here. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That is very important for the believers. One being the mouth.
Amen.
See, that's a very important thing that we have, that is the mouth.
Yes.
Because a mouth makes confessions. And two, being the heart. See, these are two very important things that every single day we deal with, either somebody's mouth or we deal with something that came out of somebody's heart.
Mm-hmm.
It may even be our own mouth and our own heart. See, this is what we deal with each and every day. So when I ask the question, so what's so important about what comes out of our mouth, and what's so important that what enters into our hearts? Well, let's go ahead on and dive into a little bit deeper and get a clear understanding. See, 10, Romans chapter 10 and verses 10, it says, with the heart man believe unto righteousness. So do you understand that your heart and the mind, they are connected to the very source? The heart of a man and the mouth, or I said mind, but the heart and the mouth are connected to a source. Now, the answer to every feeling or emotion will reflect back to the spirit that is directing you from the inside.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say that one more time so we really get this, because we need to understand how important the mouth and the heart is. See, the answer to every feeling or emotion, I mean, right now we're having feelings,
mm-hmm.
and we're having emotions. I don't know if they're godly feelings or they're not godly feelings, or they're godly emotions or they're not godly emotions. But the answer is, to every single emotion or every single feeling, is a reflection of the spirit that is directing you from the inside. See, let's think of it like this. Let's think of the control center. See, if you understand, you know how an airplane, the airplane, it flies from one destination to another destination. That means that it was somewhere, then here it is. It moved from the place where it was at, and then it ended up in another place.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not in the same place. But see, there was a tower or a control center that was leading and guiding, telling it when to start the engines, telling it when to power up, telling it when it was clear to go down the runway. Even telling it, you know, when it come up off the ground and it gets up in the sky, you know, that control tower, see, they still are hooked to the control tower, and it tells it there's something that's up ahead of you. You can't see because we are the control tower. See, here we see this on radar, drop the altitude a little bit, or rise above the altitude a little bit and keep on the destination so you don't crash.
I know.
See, that's the center control. See, the center control is the who is controlling you on the inside. See, we got to understand that. These are the thoughts and the feelings of the emotions, you know, that we hear each and every day. We feel emotions. We hear words and we hear thoughts. And so it's going to lead us from one place to the next place. Uh-huh. So now we have that. This is also where the issues
in the situations of life, this is where they lie. This is where they are. The issues and the situations of life are right here in the control center. Uh-huh. Or the mind. But the heart, the heart is where the supply of what's in it. This is where the heart is, where the supply of what comes out of the mouth from the fruitfulness or the fruitlessness. Uh-huh. See, the heart and the mind, they really become one, or they are closely connected or closely dependent upon each other. See, what's in the heart of a man, or what's in the heart of a woman, will sure enough come out of your mouth. Oh, see, we don't even have to have a relationship with God to allow something that's in the heart to come out of our mouth. How many people have ever been in a situation where you find yourself in something and then you didn't know, you didn't realize it when you was in it, how you had got there. But if you were really back up and realize that what came out of your mouth, it was all came from your mind, or came from that control center, because this was something that was fuel. This is something that was in your heart, and it was fueling you. It was filling you up. So therefore, as a result, it came out. And it's going to be one or two. It's going to be fruit-filled, or it's going to be fruitless. Hallelujah. When the word of God becomes confession. See, the heart fuels the mind with feelings and emotions. That's what the heart does. The heart fuels the mind with feelings and emotions. And the mind forms thoughts that pay attention or focus on what's the reception, or what is getting, or what is hearing. Uh-huh. But who or what are you hearing in your mind? What words are in your mind? See, this came out of a heart. I want to go over here to Proverbs chapter 18 real quickly. Proverbs chapter 18, and I have Apostle here, you know, to help me to keep up with the time, because sometimes we can get so good to us, you know, we may run out of time, and then I'd be, oh, man, I wish I had about two or three more minutes. So, Apostle, if I start wrapping up, snap your finger or stomp your feet or something. Proverbs chapter 18 and verses 20 and 21 from the King James Version here. So now when I say to you, who is speaking to you? See, the spirit that we hear speaking to the ears of our hearts, this is what we tend to say because we heard it. We're going to say what we heard in our heart, which, remember I tell you, that's the feelings and the emotions. So look at what Proverbs chapter 18 and 20 says. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. 21 reads here, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Oh, do you understand what you just read there? Do you understand that your belly, hallelujah, according to scripture, it says it shall be satisfied by your mouth. See, it's not what comes out of a man's mouth or a woman's mouth that defiles them. It was in their heart that had already defiled them. It's not what goes, let me say that right. It's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him. It's what comes out of his mouth of a man, of a woman, that defiles him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're satisfied with that what comes out of your mouth because you believe that was the right thing to say.
My Lord.
You're satisfied with the words that you say to your brother and your sister because you believe that's what they deserve. So you get satisfied when you enter into these ungodly relationships and then things happen, and that you're satisfied with that because that's what comes out, and you believe that is true. My Lord. That's what you need. But see, the word of God
is forever established in heaven. And see, the word of God has became manifested, hallelujah, among his people.
Yes.
See, the word of God have come to change the mind and come to change the heart of a man and of a woman.
Yes,
see, the word of God, see, we're talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, God had already recognized that man was fighting and man was arguing and man was killing one another and nobody wasn't relying on the source. Nobody was relying on the word. Nobody was relying on him. See, we had realized, see, God had realized that man had needed a savior.
Amen.
Man had needed a savior because man and woman was destined to death and the grave. See, the word of God is forever established in heaven, so we need to therefore establish the word of God here on earth.
Amen.
And because we are beings, living beings right here on earth, see, we need to fill up on the word of God.
Yes,
because see, this is the reason why life and death occurs in our life. See, we don't want to take responsibility. See, we like to try to blame it on God when things happen in our life. See, when our brothers die or when our sister dies, when our husband and wife, see, when they die, see, we want to blame it on God. But here it is, the word of God says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you know how powerful that your mouth is? See, a mouth can speak into the life of a man or a woman. Uh-huh. See, the mouth can even make confessions even until the grave.
Jesus.
So we need to understand how powerful words are when they come out of your mouth. See, your mouth can even speak, hallelujah, up to the throne of grace.
Amen.
See, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us power.
Yes,
but we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us a new word, hallelujah,
amen,
that's in our heart and a new word that's in our mouth. See, when the word of God becomes confession, see, we understand how to live in an abundance of life. See, Jesus Christ said that, hallelujah, that I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come already. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this life that I have right now is in abundance. It's not a life of death. It's not a life of destruction. Though I used to walk in darkness, though I used to slay others with my mouth, but I have a changed mind and I have a changed heart. Because Jesus Christ, I ask you to come in on the inside and be my personal Lord and Savior. Save me from every single iniquity, transgression, hallelujah. Save me, hallelujah, from death and destruction. Save me, Lord. Will you come in and be my Lord and Savior? I believe that you died on the cross that I may have life and have it in abundance. And these are the words that come out of my mouth. See, when you used to know me, see, I used to talk about all manners of things. See, I used to talk about the worldly things. I used to talk about all of the things that didn't make any difference, that was leading me in a direction that God did not intend for me to go. But when Jesus came in on the inside, see, I'm talking about the good news of mercy, the good news of grace, the good news of truth. Hallelujah. Came in on the inside because I asked them to. Now when people see me, hallelujah, I'm going to decree and declare. I'm going to make declarations. I'm going to tell them how good God has already been to me. Hallelujah. See, brothers and sisters, see, I used to be in the same place, hallelujah, where many of us are. But God has saved me, and he has delivered me. And most of all, he has set me free. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. And this is the word that comes out of my mouth. Hallelujah. When the word becomes confession. See, power is being released because of Jesus Christ. You know, he is almighty. We talk about almighty God who is on the inside. So tell me what manner of sickness, hallelujah, can take you out. Tell me what manner of disease or anything, hallelujah, can take you out. You tell me anything, any word, any thought, any emotion, any feeling, any thing that we can ever be involved in, that there is no power. See, the power, as Apostle Paul says, we'll go back over here to Romans chapter 10.
See that power that's nigh thee or near thee. See that power is in your mouth, in your heart. Do you know that when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior, what you're saying is that Holy Ghost, will you move in?
Amen.
Uh-huh. Holy Ghost, will you move in?
Come on now.
Yes. See, live in on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
Do a new work.
Yes.
Create in me a clean heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what you're asking
Amen.
Him to do. And when you ask God to do something, God is faithful, hallelujah, to do what he said that he's going to do.
Amen.
But when you start to see the change, see, don't you get scared. Don't you get afraid. And don't you turn off, hallelujah, or try to turn back or try to turn it around or try to not to walk that way. See, God is not going to lead you in a direction that's going to be to death and destruction.
Yes, okay.
He leads you in a path of life and a life of abundance.
Hallelujah.
That's who we are.
Amen.
We are word-filled people.
Jesus.
But what's the problem? Apostle, you're keeping up with the time over there. Don't let me run out of time because I want the church to be able to get this. She said, go ahead on, Pastor. Hallelujah. So let's read right here. What's the problem? See, the problem is many of us are not saved. See, I had to talk to God about this. I said, okay, well, God, well, what is the problem? See, why are we going through so many things when we know that you are a finished work? See, why are we going through so many things? And the real issue is, thank you, Holy Ghost, for speaking this to your pastors, is many of us are not saved. That's the number one thing. Many of us, we are so self-righteous. We think we know every single thing. We done learned the golden rules. If I do good, then I get good. If I go over here and give $2 over here, then I should expect $20 to come back. If I was to plant a garden over here and give a couple carrots over this place right here, see, this is how I earned my way into the kingdom of heaven. See, we're so self-righteous. Somebody try to tell us that, hey, that ain't the right thing to do. And but the first thing that we want to say is, who you think, how you try to tell me I've been doing this all my life? I know what I'm doing. See, we're so self-righteous. We're in our own right. See, that's the issue. Many of us are broken. See, this is the problem. Many of us are broken from the issues of life, or we're broken from people that we have been involved with in the past that were broken, and broken people tend to break people.
Jesus.
We're talking about a transfer of spirit. We're talking about habits that are being learned, habits that are being, we are being formed into the very people that we have been attached to,
Jesus.
Or the ones that we learn from. See, this is the real issue. See, we are not concerned about hearing the word. See, that's what's going on. This is the reason why we face so much in our lives and we see so much death and destruction. We have gotten to a place to where we're not even concerned about hearing the word of God. Not only are we not concerned about hearing the word of God, we don't even make it an issue for our children to even hear the word of God. We have turned away from, I remember in the 80s and the 90s, you know, men and women were so on fire for the Lord. They were so on fire for the word of God. See, they may not have known a whole lot of scriptures, but what they did know to do is to depend on God. They knew to come to church. They knew to bring the children. They knew to gather together and sing and rejoice in the Lord. And just, you know, if they didn't know anything, I'm just going to trust in the Lord. If I don't know what to do, I'm just going to give it all over to Jesus.
Amen.
They knew to go down on their knees and come together and pray for one another and pray and stuff. You see all that. See something change right there. Something change. And here it is. Because of this right here, now we see generations. Not only are they not hearing the word of God, but those that have already came before them is not even pushing the issue for them even know God, even have a relationship with him at all. Hallelujah. This is the real thing that was going on with our generation. So many shootings and so much killing and all this stuff that's going on. See, somebody needs to take responsibility. We want to blame it on God. But it's not God. It's not God. And in a lot of cases, I know this is going to hit you hard. It's not even the devil. It's self. Go see, a man and a woman become so self-sufficient, depending upon self, depending on what their money can buy. See, I'm talking about the word of God becoming confession. See, that's, we're still talking about that. So I'm talking about, you know, you're depending on self and you're not even concerned about the word of God. See, how you going to do something that you ain't never heard? How you going to believe something or somebody if you ain't never even been in a place to where you can hear them speak? You don't even know any preachers. Do anybody know a preacher? Hallelujah. You know Pastor Manning. But if you don't never talk with the preacher, then how can you understand that if you ain't never heard the word, then how can you understand, you know, that it's necessary for you? Thank you, Apostle. You preached a message this morning saying it's necessary.
Amen.
How can you do that? Look what Romans chapter 10 and 14 says here, and we'll wrap up here. Romans chapter 10 and 14, it reads here. How then shall I call upon them whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Uh-huh. 15 says, how shall they preach except they be sent? Uh-huh. For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. 16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. It says, for Isaiah said, somebody, Elijah said that, who have believed our report? And listen to what 17 says here. For then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know what it just said? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're talking about faith. We're talking about the word of faith. So we're talking about salvation. Salvation, it comes by hearing, and hearing Jesus. Open up your ears. I'm talking about the ears that's in the middle of your heart. And hear what Jesus Christ is speaking to the ear in your heart. Make yourself, hallelujah, to turn off the worldly things and get yourself in somebody's church. Talk to some preachers and talk to some pastors and talk to some apostles. Get a relationship with somebody that know him. Hallelujah. Because unless you hear, you won't believe. Uh-huh. And if you ain't heard and you won't believe, then how can you say that you receive? Uh-huh. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Word becomes confession in your life. When you receive God in your life, you will testify of his goodness in your life, where he picked you up and where he turned you around, where he delivered you out of this, and where he made you to rise above that, all these low feelings and these low emotions and stuff, and then he gave you godly feelings and godly emotions. He raised you up on high. Psalms 91 said, he will set me above all my troubles. He will deliver me from all of my fears, and he will honor me with his presence and power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what he says. He says that salvation, he says peace and salvation should be my life all the days of my life. Hallelujah. But you have to first receive it. It's my prayer today, church, that every single one that heard this message today, that you take this message today and you engraft it in your heart, just like we are engrafted into the body of Christ. Uh-huh. We are engrafted into the body. So you engraft this word into your life and you go tell somebody. You go tell somebody. That's my prayer today. My prayer today that every single one that's not saved, that today you get saved. See, this is the beginning of every single thing that's going on in your life right now, not having a relationship with God. And if you are saved, it's my prayer today, hallelujah, that you get back to the word. You get back to the basis of who you received. in on the inside. Get back to Jesus is what I'm saying. That's my prayer. That you have a mind and that you have a heart to trust in him. We're talking about Jesus. It's my prayer today. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of you. And I say that all is well. All is well with you and your home in the mighty name of Jesus. We are well. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We have power that's even in our mouth and even in our heart because we rely on Jesus Christ, who is our source. And this is the word that has become confession. God bless you. May God keep you. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today who have heard this message today, the very message that we preach today. You heard this message today, and today you desire, this is your desire, is to be born again. Well, will you, you know, let's do a little something a little bit different. Will you lift your hands up right here, whether you're listening online or whether you're right here, wherever you are, lift your hands up right here and say this prayer right here with Apostle God. Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and I realize that I do not have a relationship with you. And I repent today of all of my sins, all of my ungodliness right now. I repent. I change my mind right now. And I ask you to come into my life to be my personal Lord and Savior today. Hallelujah. I believe that you died for me. I believe, Lord, that you went to hell for me. And I believe the same spirit, hallelujah, that raised you from the dead is the spirit that I'm asking you right now to enter in, on the inside of me. And I receive you right now. I receive this free gift of forgiveness right now, Lord. And today I confess that I am saved. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Just that simple, church. If you have prayed that prayer, will you press 1? You pray that prayer, Apostle Dominic and I would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We'd like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Welcome you to eternity. Welcome you to salvation. Hallelujah. But don't just stop right there. Don't just stop right there. See, now it's time to feed you. See, now you know the old man has been crucified and he's cast away, and now the new man, so you got to feed. So you got to eat. Which brings me to the next. If you're looking for a church home and you believe that Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, that, you know, you can learn here. You know, you can get the word here. Will you press 1? If anyone is in need of prayer, anyone in need of prayer, will you press 1? We do realize what the word of God says. You know, the word that we just read today. You know, you first have to have a relationship with him for prayer to be able to work. How are you going to believe something that you have not received? So first thing first, get saved first. Hallelujah. But if you already are saved, if you have something that you need God to do in your life, will you press 1? We know that we have a right to the throne of grace. We can come to God with every single thing, with every single thing. And we also know that prayers of 2 and 3 that come together, all these right here things, they straightway, this happens because there's more than one voice that's coming together believing on a thing in the name of Jesus. And here we are. Hallelujah. Everybody all right? Amen. God's name be praised. Amen. Apostle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But every person that left your body passed on today, we pray, oh God, that Lord, you will restore him, oh God. Restore every virtue. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, let him receive fresh oil upon his dead body. Fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. Oh, feed him, oh God, like heaven before. That his spiritual body may, spiritual belly may be filled and satisfied with thy word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We've come to the part of service where we all can be a part of a time of giving.
Yeah.
We all can give. Amen. We thank God for the Bible says it. It is God himself that gives seed to the sower.
Yes.
And it's him that declares and commands an increase on our life of his goodness and his favor and his promises of yes and amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, we thank you right now as we come. We come giving, hallelujah, hallelujah, with a cheerful heart.
Amen.
For your word says you love a cheerful giver.
Amen.
So we come giving cheerfully, not grudgingly. Amen. Because you have blessed us to be a blessing. So, dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering. Cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your heavenly banking system. It is a free heart, a cheerful heart that we give on today. Blessed to do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare no lack, amen. No lack, amen. And you can send it by Cash App. If you have Cash App, you can send those over to us. Amen, hallelujah. Through Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or Zelle at 832-989-3649. I had to remember. I was so excited that we could give. Amen. There's a time that we all can actually participate in giving. So, me and Pastor Manny, we don't hop on our tithes and offering. God wants us to freely give. Amen. According to what is on your heart to give, what you're led to give. Amen. Jesus already did it all. Amen. So we just thank God in the giving because we are blessed. We're better than blessed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you. At this time, we're going to have our announcements today. And I apologize. I'm a bit exhausted today. We've been in prayer, you all, since the 1st of February, up and ready at 4, to get me online for 5. And then everything else that the day comes with.
Yeah.
And so, but I just thank God for his strength.
Yeah.
Amen. And I sit standing here before you and just coming in from service over at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church where the Holy Spirit was present. I'm telling you, it was a good time. But our announcements, let them go forth at this time. Today is Sunday, February the 26th, amen, 2023, here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Learn Green Jr. out of Illinois. Amen. And we just thank God for everyone that's here in service on today. Our announcements are as following. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. But for the month of February, we are on at 5 a.m. We will resume our 6 a.m. intercessory prayer in March. Amen. March, the first, whatever Monday that is. March, I think it's the 5th, I believe. March 5th is. March 1st. That's not on Monday. Monday. We'll begin back on Monday, March the 5th, I believe, at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. But in the meantime, this month of February, we have 2 days left. Amen. Come and join us at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. The Bible says first shall be last and the last shall be first. What that means is that everything that we receive, though we came, we've been there from the beginning, you shall receive as well. Amen. Whether you come, hallelujah, the day before, or you come the day of the ending of it, we decree and declare that you shall receive all that God has portioned for all to receive on that line that have come at the beginning or at the end. Amen. Hallelujah. So join us here on the same line, 845-277-9213 at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, tomorrow morning and Tuesday morning. Hallelujah. We look forward to seeing you there. Amen. Wednesday nights are our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. We've been having a good time in Bible study. We love that time that we can break down everything and study the Word of God. I mean, really break it down with, you know, with not much of a time restraint, because we come in to receive the Word of God, you know, and just come on in. Come on in. Whatever it is that you're doing, we pray that you put that time aside to come on in. We try not to hold you too long, you know, there, but to give you that word enough that you can take with you and that you can freely give to others. So join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. Put it on your schedule. Bible study at 7. Amen. Hallelujah. And, of course, we have our two services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our Saturday school will resume on third Saturday, amen, at 12 noon. So join us for our Saturday school. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We do have a play that's coming up here, Good Comedy Production presents the Hicks Reality Stage play, Trying to Get Back to Loving You. Oh, it's a good play. It's a new write, a new read. We're so excited about it. We can't wait to perform it. Again, it's going to be Saturday, March the 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Midtown Art Center, located at 1423 Holman at La Branch. Get your tickets. Log on to the website to purchase your tickets at www.thegoodcomedy.com. All right? All right. Anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of February, we have so many birthdays in the month of February. We just want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of February, all our children, amen, our son Jake and our daughter, happy birthday, our grandmother Helen Manning, everyone. It's just so many. I believe Uncle Pumpkin had a birthday this month too. I think I saw that. Amen. Just so many birthdays. A lot of birthdays. Our nieces and nephews and just a lot of people's birthday in February, such a blessed month. We pray that God will continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. We pray for an open heaven that God will just pour our blessings upon your life, that you all will have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. And we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about your life all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And those of you that are celebrating your wedding anniversary this month of February, we pray that God will continue to bless your union with the joy and the peace and the favor, amen, and the guiding and leading and directing of the Holy Spirit of the living God, that you all will truly be blessed with long life together, amen, not living a day apart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. We bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That does conclude our announcements for today, February the 26th, 2023. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Glenn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to get filled, today, and I do mean filled with the Holy Ghost. I do mean filled. But if you already filled with the Holy Ghost, I hope you got filled with the Word of God today.
Amen.
Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Everybody do say amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you. Pastor Taunika and I, we just enjoy you so much. We love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Amen. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. And you don't have to worry about a thing, because we are the righteousness of God. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your Sunday. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll